Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. Once again, you're listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred. Ramadan Mubarak, blessed fasting to you. Leave you me, America needs a good fast. A fast from ignorance, a fast from superstitions, a fast from following that which is not ordained by Almighty God. I'm not the main speaker today. I'm only bringing on the speaker. And it's such an honor to have him with us. I'm sort of embarrassed by his profession. I aspired to the profession. I think I'm going to stay with my profession, which is preaching. And since I can't do anything about right now but speak against it, the Supreme Court's idiotic, unconstitutional decision handed down today, I believe they have a concept in law called super sires. Well, I can tell you one thing. God supersedes everything that is the creator of the heavens and earth. He knows his creation. And I can tell you this, I feel sorry for America, and I pray that America repent. Let me not get into that. It was an amazing grace, and I pray that amazing grace save a wretched country like ours. God save the Supreme Court of the United States. Let's have an honorable and noble attorney who also happens to have a noble profession of teaching the Word of God that supersedes any and all other man-made concept. Let's have our brother and friend, Brother Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam. I'm kind of emotional at this point, and I don't want to say any more. But I can tell you this, I wholeheartedly disagree with the United States Supreme Court decision. And I agree with the Justice, Mr. Justice Alito, and Mr. Justice Clarence Thomas and Chief Justice Roberts. I think they were quite wise in that dissent. Next voice we'll hear will be the voice of Brother Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam.
Allah's name, the praise and thanks is for Allah. We thank Him for the gift and blessing of the model human person, Muhammad, peace be upon him, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, and what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, peace be upon him, the seal of the prophets mentioned in Bible. And it is given in Quran. We greet you, dearly beloved radio audience. Assalamu alaikum, as well as a heartfelt Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak. To Allah belong the mulk, the dominions of the heavens and earth. To him belong the death and the life. And because of that, when it comes to regulation of the paths of his creatures, he preempts the field. Just like the state of Alabama cannot interfere with the smooth flow of commerce across interstate lines, because the federal government has sovereignty over the 50 states. And when it comes to regulating interstate commerce, the federal government preempts the field. Preempts the field. The state cannot regulate in that area except for very minor instances, if at all. And when it comes to the fast of the sun, sons and daughters of Adam, no earthly sovereign has the ability to regulate the family life. That Almighty God established for Adam. No power, no combination of earthly powers can regulate the family that God established in Bible and Quran. And just like the federal government preempts the bill in terms of interstate commerce regulation, Almighty God preempts the bill when it comes to regulating family life for the human being. In any attempt to act ultra-virously by our government, the challenge of law subhanahu wa ta'ala to ignore his regulation, to violate his regulation, to act cosmically unconstitutional. Every atom in creation and all the constituents of creation make shasta to him. They make shasta to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's strong, watching from afar above his servant. He's El Aziz, the Almighty, that cannot be challenged. And any force in the universe that attempts to challenge his rule, travel to the earth and see what was therein. Travel to the earth and see what was the end of those manly, earthly, governmental and religious entities that attempted to usurp the powers of Almighty God. Brother Imam Abbott is right by having a feeling of sympathy for this American order. Because the consequences of what happened today must bring us to the book. Must bring us to the book. President Barack Hussein Obama and any other combination of governmental and secular leaders cannot retard his wrath, cannot slow down his wrath. And we've had plenty of time to reconsider this direction. But the Gentile, under the massive devilish and diabolic scheme of Jacob, has been brought to his knees, has been brought to his knees in terms of any semblance of the Judean Christian civilization that the Puritans started here in America. Pilgrims started here in America. That's been reduced to a hedonistic, paganistic, corrupt, and immoral society. Oh, I saw those black preachers up there in Charleston that playing around, shucking and jiving, engaging in their blatant sorcery and magic, exhorting in their ability to manipulate and control the mind of their sheep. just like all the other prelates and elites in terms of human history. Just like other men of religious mind that have made Faustian deals with the jinn as revealed by Allah in Surah 6, a deal with the American order. We're going to perpetuate this mental and spiritual slavery in perpetuity as long as you grant us our priestly favors. Watch us work today. Watch us enact today. Watch how we bring them together and contain them and diffuse this thing and elevate them and bring them low, spread them out and tighten them up. Watch us, America, work our magical dominance over the ignorant minds of our people. Watch us in our priestly garb, our priestly garment, everything up there like a Pharisee priest, decked out, playing games for over 4 hours behind the burial of a model servant of Almighty God, a flesh and blood human being, flesh getting ready to go back to the earth. Why all the play? Why all the live? Because you're dealing with an elite group that no longer has top wall, any kind of God consciousness, any kind of reverence for Almighty God. Their deceitful teachings have deluded them away from the stunning reality, have deluded them away from the stunning reality. But one day Almighty God will call them to account and ask them about this deal that they made with the jinn. And they're going to answer, "My Lord, we made use of each other." And I'm paraphrasing. Yes, but God gave you custody of the book. He put the book in your hand. He didn't put the book in the jinn hand, the military man, the political man, the economic man, the business man. He put the book in your hand, in your charge. And you're going to have to be held accountable as to how you discharge that awesome responsibility. This thing is small in Allah's sight. He can remove this thing, and he can create a whole nother people right here on this land. History tell me that the Native American once ruled this land for hundreds of years. History tell me that once the Spanish had sovereignty. History tell me that once the French had sovereignty. History tell me that once the English had sovereignty. And I'm from the land of the bridge, Selma, Alabama. History tells me that once the racist Caucasian had sovereignty in Selma. But Allah raised up another people, and everywhere you look, you see an African-American running things. So these little big things and man eyes are nothing but a small speck. To our Creator. He's powerful, strong. His army is never defeated. His promise is never broken. His army is never defeated. And the wealth of the wealthy availeth themselves not against him. the wealth of the wealthy availeth themselves not against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, what boldness they show for the fire. Oh, what boldness they show for the fire. Oh, what boldness they show for the fire. Our blessed Imam, dearly beloved audience, made a statement reminding us of the depths of this world's diabolic and wicked scheme. And in a section where the Imam say that they implied to him, he need to take a hike. This is out of the book Thought for Searchers Seeking to Understand Life, Reflections of W. Dean Muhammad. I call your attention to this statement. It's in a paragraph called Take a Hike. What's hurt them more than anything is the birth of Jesus Christ Jesus, the birth of Muhammad. How is that related to this same-sex marriage thing? As long as there's natural family life, the means of reproduction and procreation would be in the hands of the family. But when natural family life breaks down, it opens up the door where other institutions can get in control of the means of reproduction. And when that happens, with no science and technology, you can then engage with the audacious plot to try to genetically engineer out Adam, to try to genetically engineer out the possibilities of other human beings coming in the pattern of the prophets. And then you think that you will have a power over this earth ad infinitum, because you, as Noah said, you can always go on and plan to breed the ungrateful ones. Noah, peace be upon him, said that. So you got a plan to create a hell on earth, breeding out Adam and breeding nothing but gin. The way it is now, Allah has a master plan where there's a balanced proportion of human beings coming on this planet like Adam, and many succumbing to their gene nature, and they balance each other out. A great cosmic ecology. But no, Satan, in his arrogance, in his contemptuousness, he actually thinks that he can produce a great society by genetically engineering out Adam. This thing is not about no homosexuals. When Satan gets through using them, he's going to scourge them. He's going to punish them. And then when they complain, he's going to tell you, look, I didn't have no power over you. I just called you and you came. I just called you and you came. I just called you and you came. Yes, he got bigger fish to fry than this little mess, homosexuality. No, he'd seen that rodeo before, all back when he was dealing in the Greece and the ancient culture. He saw that. No, he's trying to fulfill his operative, apex, climatic act in his game to destroy the family so he can get in charge of the means of human reproduction. Without the people rebelling and fighting against it. The imam goes on to say, of the birth of a man like me. What kind of man? A man that came on this earth under the pattern of Adam. I hurt them more than anybody. You've forgotten what Allah says about what one soul can do. How countless men and women can come from one soul. How death and resurrection can be from one soul. That's the problem. We can't control who Allah bring here. We didn't expect for this wildest fellow to come. He's checking our scheme. We got to get in the position where we at least scientifically try to breed away that kind of possibility. Then the imam goes on to say, it's more hurting for them because I'm not in a dignified book. I'm not in a world popular book. I don't have any big name and big following. They say a little guy that is destroying our world. He's killing our world in the mind of the people. Go to him and tell him he does not know what he's doing. This is how Avondale, they got this big screen. And they think that they really doing God's work on leading up to a kingdom that was never the case. Some kind of great immortal utopia on this planet. Take some of our books and let him see what we know. Then Imam said, that actually happened. I mean, really, a certain person gave me his books to show me what they know. They said, let him see how grand, how massive, and how far-reaching our knowledge and our thing is. Tell him we said, take a hike. So what do you think these African-American political leaders, these African-American community activists, these African-American elite prelates going to do when they pull them aside, which they've done now, and show them the scheme and the plan? Are they going to be spiritually strong like the imam and refuse the deal? No, indeed. They're going to do exactly what they've done. Made a decision to buy into it. Don't be telling me about these folk, they no longer innocent. About you know this preacher, that bitch. Don't be telling me that they're no longer innocent. They part of the scheme of the Shaitan now. Not like the old black preacher who did wrong and did it in ignorance, but consciously, knowingly, with matters and premeditated forethought. They're guilty of a great crime. But they playing in a law plan. Look at what happened this day. I saw them in their wild intoxication celebrating this decision. That's all you could see on television. But before the end of the day, Allah wiped out all of those images. And many of these stations now, they have to cover this other incident that happened today that's very revealing as to what's going on this day. This escaped convict out of New York was killed near a place called Lake Titus. His name was Richard Mack. like the M-A-T-T, that's in matter. That's all the word matter is. Mat plus E-R or error. Mat plus E-R or error. We'll explain that. This brings us into our love. Check these schemas. Because in his book, he revealed how he brought them to account twice before. So let's go to our holy book, Surah 17. And today we're going to use it, topic, Bani Israel for it. We want to really zero in on that. Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Remember this, Richard was killed at Lake Titus in New York. All praise due to Allah. All praise due to Allah. He brings us back to reality with that. Alludovilayim, they say, Tanu Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And we gave clear warning to the children of Israel in the book that twice would they do mischief on earth and be elated with a mighty arrogance. And twice would they be punished. When the first of the warnings came to pass, subhanAllah, we sent against them our servants given to terrible warfare. They entered the very inmost parts of your home, and it was a warning completely fulfilled. Then did we grant you the return as against them. We gave you increase in resources and sons and made you the more numerous in manpower. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. If you did well, you did well for yourself. If you did evil, you did it against yourself. So when the second of the warnings came to pass, we permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple as they had entered it before and to visit with destruction all that fell into their power. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Look what Yusuf Ali says, that the second destruction of Jerusalem by Titus. Titus was the man that sacked Jerusalem. With their bloodthirsty, savage military might, as Imam suggests. This Richard Matt was killed at Lake Titus. So Allah called our mind to this. And what happened after the temple was sacked? The renegade, ungodly ones amongst them, came up with a scheme to put Richard symbolizes the Christian man at the cross, crusading in Jacob's army, Richard the Lionhearted. And he gave them an image of a crucified God in their image, gave them a sense of manifest destiny, gave them a grafted religion, sent them around the world with their weapons in their Bibles to bring man together in one global village. But once Richard was maneuvered to bring about a global empire of imperialism and colonialism, slavery, Native American genocide, he reached his fullness. And according to these schemas, we're gonna give him this Trinitarian doctrine. We're going to give him this might until he reaches fullness. And we're going to bring him to the knees. Today, the Gentile culture and civilization was brought to his knees by these schemers. They fulfilled a plan to get revenge against Esau, to get revenge against the Gentile, to get revenge against what you call the white man. What you call a white man. How did he get him? He gave him a physicalized God that don't care how you slice it, regardless of the color of the hair, regardless of the color of the eye, regardless of the color of the skin, it still is a physicalized, material, matter-oriented image of the divine. And if you follow that long enough, eventually your civilization is going to come up under the era of matter worship or 666 materialism. And so that's what happened to Richard. The materialism. Well, he lost the early Judaic Christian values, the good, wholesome cleanliness of the Puritans and the Pilgrims and many others. And now what you have is a materialistic, animalistic, bestial culture given to all kinds of excess and transgression of the limits that was inherent in a system based upon a physicalized, materialized God. And so these schemers knew it. Said one day, said, I put a seed of destruction in this concocted religion I gave them. There's a seed of destruction that's going to evolve into materialism. And when they come over there, given to materialism, they're going to lose their top wall. They're going to lose their moral sensitivities. They're going to lose their moral sensibilities. And at that time, I'm going to pull the big coup d'etat. Not only am I going to lay the abominations on them, but I'm also going to elevate that thing and distort the picturalized social unit of human government, family life. Who sweat the Gentile like that? When I was in the streets, a brother put too much pressure trying to come at me. I said, man, don't sweat me like that. Who sweated? David? The sign and the one that escaped with him, David? You go to the dictionary, it says sweat, S-W-E-T. Drown them in the brain, the wrist and the brainwashing of buying himself, buying into an irrational idea. You may have said Pharaoh drowned in the sea. The irrationality of the idea is that he was God eventually submerged his rational sense. And if you had to eat to that sweat, to that SWT, that rinsing, that brainwashing, that shampoo, Jacob has always poo idea of Jesus Christ, the servant, of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Can I prove it? Yes. You're dealing with a mind that has been trained to prove things, to marshal the facts, to marshal the evidence. And the most important evidence is the evidence of divine provision, the evidence of the ayats, signs, evidence, and proof, providence, proof plus evidence, ayat, signs, evidence, and proof of what? The omnipotence of Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he commands a thing, he says, kum paya, kum, being it is. So Israel's scheme is not going anywhere. There's 7 billion people on the planet. This population over here in Europe represents only a small percentage. Don't you know Allah can raise up another people anywhere? And don't you know these same schemers will leave America and go plant their flag in that new order? Oh, yes. Now, let's just sift through this, the information from our blessed Imam. How he tell us about David. This is from the book, The Spirit Never Dies. Pick up your newspaper and see what was the name of these two prisoners. Richard, representing the Gentile, the ultimate man of the cross, the crusader, Richard the Lionhearted. And when we go to our second story, the burial of the ALE minister, you also have Richard Bell. The prime founder of that sect is Richard Allen. The main top head honcho, Pele, and I didn't call him that. They called him. His name, too, is Richard. Richard Franklin, the prince who stopped them all. And that's the main strategy of these black elite prelates, preachers and priests, as the imam said, to do everything they can to block that African coming into new African, more like Al-Islam in America. Why is it that in the two top stories, other than the same-sex marriage, the subplot, we have a leading figure's name, Richard. Now, Satan may have arranged that same-sex marriage thing. But all this, I'm pointing out today, only a master creator can arrange this. Only one who knows, who sits on the throne and knows what appears before, after, and everywhere, around, up underneath, around, encompass all of his servants' actions. So the imam said, but the Jews are talking. They have no respect for that Jesus Christ at all. Why should they? They made him up. A psychological propagandistic attempt to win the state of mind of the Esau and the Gentile people. Why? Because they know that they have been told, the Gentiles who were pagans, before they influenced them, those people, to believe in physical pictures more than they believed in pure knowledge. Then I tell you, they were deliberately given a physicalized God. And the seeds of destruction is that is eventually that culture turning into a culture of 666 materialism, a giant Goliath, six fingers, six toes, based upon the lie of get up and go, that all reality can be reduced to matter and creation, and that there is no Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no creator who owns the milk over that creation. And so matter going to the extreme in relating to the mother matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, Richard Matt. Imam goes on to say that they convinced them to accept the image of man as the God. Biblicalized man. Then Imam said they call him Jesus. So they really laughed to themselves about Jesus. People not thinking about Jesus. They made up Jesus. But all we saw today, these African-American prelates still hitting our people with Jesus this and Jesus that. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. When these people said, I'll build this temple in 3 days and I'll destroy it. I'll concoct the Trinitarian doctrine and then I'll destroy that order. You know who is this God? Jesus don't exist. He never existed. That's what they say. They'll look at us playing church and laugh at him. See how privileged Ham is? See how silly he is? These people made him a slave, and he buying hook, line, and sinker. Those lies that we gave his white slave master, his Esau slave master. That's what we gave them because that's what would satisfy them, seeing God in their own image. We played on their ego. We told them that day that God had a son and he looked just like you. You favor him. But that's not something we recognize. That's for them as far as we're concerned. He never lived. He never existed. Esau lived. But this Jesus, the God designed to give justice to just us, the sons of Jacob, never lived. Then Imam goes on to clear it up. Not all Jews, but the great majority. Not all Jews, but the great majority. The Orthodox can be, they can be modern Jews, all of them. But the great majority have no belief in Jesus Christ. David was a Messiah. He nodded his head with awe. David is the Messiah of the Jews. So this David Sweat, who concocted this sweet idea in religion to sweat the Gentiles, represents the Messiah of the Jewish people. Look what Allah is showing us. Yeah, we'll put a rope around his neck and lift him up. But one day the world will have to come to us for salvation. Jacob didn't name these two convicts. He was not present in the room when their mama or dad or whoever named them. Jacob was not present when the people of Upper New York voted in on Canada, named that lake, Lake Titus. Jacob was not present with that. Satan was not present with that. David is a picture of a movement of the Jewish thinking, religious thinking, spiritual and scriptural thinking. That's all he is, a movement. They say we can't accept any Messiah unless he comes to the house of David. He's supposed to represent a movement in the religious thinking of the Jewish people. God's only begotten. Not that made up Jesus. We're the chosen one. If you can't show us that, we're not accepting it. That's the attitude of them. And then Imam explained how they make the Gentile overly wet, sweat, S-W-E-T, by adding an E and making it sweetness. Yeah, we got the goods. You think a believer is intimidated by this world? No, indeed. These devil plans, but a law plan, and a law is the best of planners. And he got a donkey showing the world right now that he sees and heals everything. He's calling it out today, showing the prophecy, the Gentile being brought to his knees, going back to the motivation for the creation of that scheme in the circumcision of Jerusalem by Titus, showing how the donkey African American bought hook, line, and sinker into what the white Jesus, the slave master, gave them at the point of a God. When God says in religion, let there be no compulsion in religion, truth stands out clear from error. Truth stands out clear from error. Excuse me, Brother Lamb. Forgive me, but I'm getting these Ramadan frequencies again. I'm getting these Ramadan vibrations again. So you
yes,
all
sir.
Bear with me. You all bear with me.
Teach.
Now, this is from my imam. This is why he said they told him to take a lie. He said he was tearing down the world. They were prophet and teachers this. Nat Turner and teachers this. Sojourner Truth and teachers this. The learned Benjamin Banneker and teachers this. Phyllis Wheatland and teachers this. David Walker and teachers this. The Boyd and teachers this. Booker T. Washington and teachers this. Mary Terrell did not teach us this. Ida B. Wells did not teach us this. Rosa Parks did not teach us this. Dr. Hite did not teach us this. William Monroe Trotter, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali didn't teach us this. Dr. Martin Luther King, Benjamin Mays, Mordecai Johnson, Howard Thurman, Vernon John, they didn't teach us this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't teach us this. Minister Malcolm X didn't teach us this. Minister Louis Farrakhan didn't teach us this. No African American in history has been this much trouble for the world than our blessed Imam. Allah gave him the goods to tear this world down. To tear this world down.
Imam showed us how they spread SWT, put all that water, overindulged the Caucasian in his sentiments and his sensibilities. There was a plan, I'm reading Imam word for word from Language Strategy, Freedom of a New People. There was a plan by the Zionist devil. They don't see themselves as devils. As I said earlier, they think they're doing the will of God. They see themselves as angels. Iblis called himself an angel, didn't he? That's why he was up there leading the angel. There's no Satan in Judaism. There's no devil in Judaism. You never hear a Jew preaching and say devil, have you? Or a Jew preaching the Shaitan or devil? This is our Imam. Let me go ahead on. The Zionists came behind the pagans. Don't know what this world is they got. So he got ahead of the pagan who was very advanced in their knowledge of the human soul, its nature, and how to master it. They had that too. The Zionists got it from them. Not all Zionists, just the ones who conspired to become the masters of mankind or rulers of mankind on this planet. Simple. Rule
the Gentile. Help him rule the world, and you rule the world through him. So that the world would be theirs exclusively. They say, all right, the sensitivities of the people we can master. See, they pronounce sweat, S-W-T, water, the human sensitivities. Now, those before us, they exploited the water, and they were able to get control over their purpose, their human sensitivities. So he says, in the Bible, they had a plan to sweeten the waters. Add a D to W-E-T, you get, and put S on there, you get sweet. And they did sweeten our waters. Now when they sweeten our waters in time, we're going to be abnormally sweet. We're going to be taken to the extreme desire for sweet waters. So they then create themselves, then they then bring themselves to be. It was those who conspired to get the world, the human soul of the management, talking about the Gentile people. So they can be now talking about these schemers so that they can be the leader for progress for the human soul in the world. How they going to get it? They going to sweat the Gentile. They going to immerse him in wetness and add a heat to it and put a pole in that water to sweeten it. They got it by sweetening it up. You see, so when they go to the other extreme and they put sugar cane in the water, that's the pole. The sugar cane is the stick. It's all symbolic. Because you know, you can't put a sugar cane in the lake and make them all sweet. So it's all symbolic. So they put sugar cane in the water. Love everybody. Turn the other cheek. Get an enemy this and that. Oh, putting all that sugar cane, false extreme love into the Christian doctrine, making the church from a real, from a principle of the heart. Ah, love, love, love. What's sweeter than honey and stronger than a lie? Love, love, love. And the preachers got our people lying there. Oh, we just the sweetest thing in the world. So they put sugar cane in the water or put sweetness in the water that was naturally accepted and would quench their thirst. But this water we're going to give them do more than quench their thirst. They're going to want to even have it afterwards. In other words, we're going to get spiritual diabetes. Get addicted to the sweetness. Oh, yes. David and Richard the crusading Gentile, David the Jewish mindset, trying to use religion to control the planet, sweating the Gentile by oversaturating his sentiments through his religion with a doctrine of sugar. But he didn't eat all that sugar, that Kool-Aid. It's his slave that really bought into all that Kool-Aid. That Kool-Aid that Jim Jones gave those folks cannot compare with this 300 years of Kool-Aid we've been drinking. That's not intelligent. And we saw today in Charleston a bunch of prelates under the dispensation of a man by the name of Richard Allen, the founder, initiator, and catalyst for the AME Zion Church in America. Richard, I was influenced by the slave master following the doctrine of the cross. A-L-E-L, seeing God through the lens in the perceptive mode that our slave masters condition us to see him. But just like Richard, we too was under Jacob, because the first church was not Mother Emmanuel, but Mother Bethel, founded by Allen and others in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And they came up under Jacob's scheme that he dreamed up at Bethel. We're not going to go into details on that scheme, but most of us do know that Jacob had a dream at Bethel as to how he was going to control the human nature. But before it was called Bethel, it was called Luz. That was the L-U-Z. That was the pagan name for it. But those people were not ignorant, as Imam said, that they had great wisdom. And Jacob came and studied their wisdom and added his thing and dreamed up a way to make that wisdom more potent. So it was no longer just the pagan wisdom, it was Jacob's wisdom called Bethel. And E-B-E-T, he bet that he could create hell and Esau world. And he's done it for very wise people, playing this thing over 2,000 years ago to bring his Gentile dumb dog to the book, make him go against his most cherished values. A culture built on Christian values, built on some form of moral demeanor. That's why the Puritans call themselves Puritans. They wanted to have clean morals. Made them abandon all that and get down to the level where the swine do eat. To get down to the level where the swine do eat. But if God didn't intervene like he did in the story of the prodigal son, don't necessarily look for this Gentile, for Esau, to arise and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the good-hearted Muslim like you and I got anything to do with it, we want him to be resurrected back to his original nature. We want him to arise from this low level where the swine do eat. So these AME folk, by the very name, not only did they get away from the influence of their cross-bearing white God on the cross, Richard the Lionhearted, but they too are influenced by Jacob, Mother Bethel. And these African-American prelates, all kind of theological and religious training, but they're like Seth in Bible. They don't care anything about their congregation. They don't have mercy anymore. They don't have compassion anymore. They don't have mercy anymore upon their flock. When Musa went to the land of Midian, the first thing he did was to water the flock. Black on black murder in our community. Nobody watering the flock. Baby having babies, nobody warring the flock. Huh? Making coalition with all kind of freaky values. Every political leader we got that you can name supporting same-sex marriage. Community turning into a cesspool. Because these selfish, ego, peacock-driven prelates, preachers, and priests are insisting upon keeping our people dead. But what they, isn't it ironic? And I thank the world of this brother who lost his life. Don't get me wrong. I'm hoping that in the real deal, he was not like the majority of them. All of them are not like that, just like all the Jews are not like these selfish devils. But the majority of our preachers are like that now. The majority of our prelates are like that now.
You know, when they started this homosexual movement, you can't outplan God. They selected a color pink. They, when they thought the pink color had gotten its victory, Almighty God allowed with his permissive will this incident in Charleston to happen. And this brother who was wrongfully and viciously slain has the word pink in his name. You can hear pink when you pronounce his name.
Who made that arrangement that this African-American prelate buried on this very day of same-sex marriage, who have adopted for everybody to see? Everywhere you go now in America, everybody wearing pink, has the masculine power of muscular football players out on the field wearing pink. Everybody wearing pink.
And that word is a sign. Let's look at this word, pink. It means,
that's the first meaning of pink. It's not just a color, to stare. The religion that was given to the Gentile was weak. It was not naturally red or passionate or naturally blue, emotional and soulful. It was weak. It was pink. And in the word pink, we see pin. We're going to pin the Gentile down with our strategy of the K. And what do we see at K? We see in K, we see Jacob ladder. We see one V going up and one V coming down. Join together in the center. And I'm telling you, as African Americans, we must stop climbing Jacob's ladder. That signs which stab the African Americans and the Caucasians and human beings under its influence in the back. Learning the signs how to, in season, progress the human being. Animalism, going up the ladder, but also understanding the signs as to how to regress, to make the human being go backwards, to pin him down with this Bethel strategy of psychological and spiritual control. Animalism, capitalism.
And in the word K-U-U-K, which is short for Catherine, which is related to the first church Catholic. Pin the people down with my scheme that I concocted at Bethel.
That's what pink, that's why they said to read. We, it's not the original dean that was given to us by Musa. It was not the dean that was brought to correct us by Isa. It is a grafted weak dean. It's pink. And it's for fish, and not even mature fish. So we're going to name that small, newly hatched salmon a pink salmon. When we came over here, we were the beginning of a new people. So they gave us a little fish that was different from the Gentile. They let him use a little rationale, a little thinking, a little logic. But they put us deep under the impulse of the fish, the pink salmon mindset. Pink means to diminish something, to make it fade, to take away the religion of Adam, to reduce its potency.
to make it impotent in the face of my might. So we're going to peconize what the prophet brought and give it to the Gentile. And the Gentile gave it to us. Charles Pinckney was the slave master of Pastor Pinckney. Oh, yes. With his slave master, Charles Pinckney. So the Pinckney family come through the slave master. Our religious influence come through the slave master. And finally, the judgment on our ecclesiastics and prelates is say Pink mean a member of the elite. And that's the punchline. Today, Allah judged the African-American elite, both secular and priestly. They betrayed their duty to be their brother's keepers. Dearly beloved audience, Allah is strong. Allah is powerful. No just estimate do they give our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Imam was here, Allah gave him the knowledge to tear down this scheme, to tear down this world's life. So the leader of the elite, his name is William Franklin Norris, the high priest. Prelate as they introduced him in that God. If you go and put another upside B next to that N on Norris, you get the name, the first name of the founder of Mother Emmanuel along with Denmark Vesey, Norris and Morris, an individual by the name of Morris Brown. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, and Maurice, they both are derivatives of the name Moore. Oh, yes. So you see this prelate that's had this elite group of religious men, this pinkish group, this elite group, but he's not pre. He's still a boy up under Richard. Not only is he a boy up under Richard, he's named Frank, and these black preachers now trying to retake up the Battle of Tours. Well, Charles the Hammer stopped the intrusion of the Moors into France in the early 8th century. Not only have they bought into the scheme, that's their soul. But not only that, they're trying to stop those who don't want to buy into the scheme, who say, La ilaha illallah, who don't want Richard as their father, who don't want Jacob as their father. They're trying to sabotage that way also. As the man said, everywhere he looks, he see these preachers watching us like all. That's a shame. Dearly beloved audience, that's enough of that. We don't want to go too long and too strong. This is the month of Ramadan. So let's bring this message to a close. But we put a lot.
Baby, ma'am, hey, we need something. We can't eat food. We can't eat food, but we can eat spiritual food. So not wrong with it. We got about another 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you a question.
Brother Imam. I am
very, 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 this is really, to be honest with you, this is my best Ramadan day. I've been struggling. This is my best day, and I must tell you, this is Juma Day. But what I wanted to know, where does it lead? Do you see the possibilities of the collapse of these United States? I was just talking to Brother Imam Wali Ali. And I said, I think African-Americans may have to have a contingency plan And that may have to be a Republic of New Africa. I'm not advocating or pushing or praying for the dissolution of this country. But I don't know how long.
I don't have an independent opinion of that, brother, ma'am. Let me just go by the book. The book says the messengers were sent to Luke, but the people he tried to address were caught up in their wild intoxication. And when I studied this thing today, all this reverie, all this emotional feasting, all this intoxicating celebration, I don't know whether it's got to the point whether it's too far gone. But according to the book, once they get to that level, then Allah must bring down fire and brimstone upon that culture and civilization. And the Quran translated, hard as baked clay. Why hard as baked clay? Because when you get in this state of wild Jainism, you harden yourself against Adam, that original clay nature. You don't want to hear Luke tried to appeal to Adam. That sense of shame, that sense of moral conscience that God put in that black stinking mud, but their heart was hardened. And so Allah had to punish them with by having a situation where the people are no longer sensitive to want to repent and turn around. So consequently, we may be marching to destruction and disaster. That's the direction we're going in.
Yes, sir. I tell you. I believe that. One last question. What do you make the hullabaloo seems like some type of show that was pulled off? Oh, I wanted to ask you this. This is really more relevant than what went on at Mother Emanuel, Mother Bethel, or any of the rest of these places. Is the fact is that in the state of the Caucasian of the South, the Gentiles of the South, including Strong Thurmond's son, Paul Thurmond, have decided, to take down the Confederate sign, the sign about, and stand it in posture. What do you make of that?
Well, that's all right, and it's certainly amazing. But the imam told him, you'll never make it unless you take something else down. All these papers with the headlines, remove this and remove that. It should have been a headline to remove these graven images of Caucasian divine. That removing of the flag is a signal by Allah that, yes, something needs to be removed. And I'm glad it's removed. But you need to figure out that the main thing you need to remove in America, north, south, east, and west, of these images of divine. Now, let me tell you something about that Southern Caucasian. This has been a bad week for him. His sub-psychological supremacist structure has been undermined. And his faith orientation has been crushed to the ground. When they cram in his Christian evangelical faith, you're not Christian enough to stop us from bringing this development in your culture. The first move that I see coming with the destruction is to destroy Caucasian white South and all of its vestiges. The stats are saying, they pronounced today, that children under five, the majority are non-white, darker, third world children, make up over 50% of the children that's 5 years old. 15 years from now when they're 20s, in their 20s, most of the younger folks, the majority, will be non-white. And we want a diverse population in these states. We don't want these folks tied to the past, messing us up. So really, they dealing now politically with the Southern strategy, trying to destroy it, but even more so, destroy the cultural anchors of the southern Gentile. That's what we're witnessing right before our eyes. They've already made up their mind that the move on the African American is to go and slip that rope around our neck that was on the European, that good rope, and our leaders have already bought into it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and put me on your red rodeo show. Put that lasso on my neck. As long as you give me the blandishments of this culture, the notoriety, the popularity, the good living, the cow in the field, not paying no taxes, clergy status, all that good stuff, I'll play your game. Put that rope around my neck. You still there, Brother Emmanuel?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. I'm going to go and break fast. I got about 10 more minutes. I really appreciate this, and may Allah, we're coming up on the 10th day, the second 10 days of Ramadan, and this is a time for us, African-American Muslims, the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and our race, and generally to repent, seek forgiveness, and we pray the next 10 days will be the release from hell fire.
Let me just make this statement, Brother Imam,
yes,
since you brought it up, and I'm gone. Obamacare decision was rendered yesterday. Sequentially, that could have been reversed. They
right.
could have rendered this decision yesterday. They didn't do it. Why? Because they wanted to make mockery of Adam. We're going to announce this on the day.
Wow.
That Adam was created, and on the day he'll be resurrected. And we're going to announce this on the day of Juma.
Wow.
This is how evil these people think. So let's send it down on Friday.
Wow.
That's enough.
The day
that
man will step down to the earth, the day that man will be resurrected. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ancient Babylon was a ho. Ancient Rome was a ho. America's a ho. Ho, ho, ho. I read it.
All right, Brother Imam. Anything else?
Hey,
Allah bless
just,
you and your family.
I wonder if I rendered that correctly.
No comments. You sent some bias from the real side out there with that one.
I didn't want to know. I it seemed to me that the old ancient harlot has been released again. But you know,
hey,
the harlot is not responsible for her action. She's pimped. So hopefully America will repent and return instead of being pimped. I think we've got enough.
That's good enough.
Thank you, my beloved.
You and your family.
All right, I'm
a believer. Have a good afternoon. Yes, sir. Walaikum as-salam.